Yo, Hollow Cult. Happy Wednesday. Did you miss me? Officially back.
Back.
And I apologize to anybody that's trying to watch on the Facebook. The StreamYard screwed up, and I'm pretty sure I got this all jacked up. Because it shared it directly to my Facebook page as opposed to the group page that's also shared there. I don't know. It's fine. It's going to be fine.
It'll work itself out.
It's fine.
Yeah.
But good to be back. Had a good time in Texas last week, hanging out with my kiddos. Got to watch them play football. Two wins, I should say. So, shout out to them.
That's always a plus.
Yeah, they had a good time. I enjoyed watching them. Didn't do anything too spooky. I almost went to the Goatman Bridge down there, but I was just so pressed for time for the time I had down there. I didn't get to make it.
That's usually how it goes when you're traveling.
Not a bad drive down there, but long drive.
That is true. And that
not sponsored.
Stop by the old Buc-ee's.
It's a rite of passage now. I've got to every time. Oh, man. Oh, man. How's everybody doing? Over in the chat.
Great.
Yeah, hopefully great. Hopefully great.
Oh, Brother John throwing down
kicking
money.
Kicking it.
Throwing down the money.
Oh. Yeah, I think I messed up the chat, too, coming from Facebook. So I'll get it figured out. Facebook's being weird.
Probably one of those things you got to do before we start the thing or schedule it.
But they didn't give me the warning until I got on here. So they should like send us an email.
It happens. It happens.
Let me think here. What's new? We did a banger of an interview last night. Super interesting. Lots of knowledge was taken in.
Yeah, definitely. Cool to sit down and be able to share thoughts and ask questions and get it from a legit source.
I love
someone who lives it
to hear other cultures' take on the paranormal. And then you like almost use those as puzzle pieces to plug in to where like how we see the paranormal, because I don't know. It's enlightening hearing other people, how they perceive the unexplained.
Also how they take care of it as well.
Yeah. I'm going to be trying to cut little snippets out of the interview and post them up to kind of push a little bit of insight into it, I guess. Get a little excitement going. Try to really push that episode.
It's definitely worth a listen.
Yeah.
And it's definitely worth checking the guy out, his YouTube channel. He's got some really cool videos out there.
Yeah, definitely.
I did see, and I hope it's satire, but I really don't know. So, saw this video of this guy, and he's talking about how we all live in the Matrix, right? Everything's fake.
Of course.
Everything around us is fake. There's one item on the planet that's real, but I'll get to that in a minute. So, he says every 7 years, they remove us from the Matrix. And he knows this because every 7 years, people generally have a personality change. So he says that's when we get pulled out of the Matrix, we get uploaded with a new personality, and then we get reinserted. However, he found a way around this. All you have to do is chew a piece of bubble gum and then swallow it.
I like it.
Because I think he was saying that bubble gum will stay in your system for 7 years. And that's the only thing on the planet that's real.
Yeah.
So if you do this, then that's a way around being pulled out of the matrix.
You know what?
Can't argue.
You can't. I was just going to say that, JJ, that I read that like our bodies basically recreate themselves through like producing new cells every 7 years.
Yeah. Yeah, he did get into that.
Unless too. You chew bubble gum, swallow it.
Well, that's only for the personality.
Oh.
Upgrade. That's so your personality stays the same. They don't pull you out to re-up personality at that point. That's a way around it. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's sound logic.
Can't argue that.
Yeah.
Twist says you shit.
I mean, we are astrologers.
Twist says, what if you shit the gum out super fast?
Well, then you got to eat
another constant piece. Stream of gum.
Yeah. You got to make sure at least one piece is in your system at all times.
I mean, we were pretty big assholes like 15 years ago.
Hey, appreciate you, brother.
So I can kind of see that. I said we were pretty What's big assholes now? Like 10, 15 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
We've mellowed.
Yeah. A lot.
Yeah.
A lot. Significantly so. But we grew up.
It's true.
We grew up, we gained wisdom. We're still not the brightest bulbs in the box, but
can't confirm.
Yeah. I did get made fun of for asking how fast stars move.
You are an
actually got us a bad review for that.
An astronomer.
I am. Little did bad reviewer know. That's what I do for a living. It's astrology.
Major star movements.
I do.
Yeah. Everybody's got something to say. Did you get some new stickers made that are going to go up on the page soon? I got this creepy guy. Pretty neat, huh? And we're probably going to get sued for this one, but it was too good to not create. It's probably going to be a shirt, too. And if Hulk Hogan wants to fight me, he knows where to find me. That'd be good internet. Me get my ass beat by like 75-year-old Hulk Hogan.
It'd probably be a hard fight.
Yeah. His back's probably as bad as mine. He's had like 9 back surgeries.
You might have a chance.
Let me think. I had some things we were going to talk about, but I forgot. So, that being said, I had something weird happen Monday. A couple things, actually. So, I get up pretty early to go to work, right? Like, about 4 o'clock. And go out to load my stuff into the car. And I live on a dead-end street. There are a couple houses around, but not a lot. Maybe like 4 or 5 within walking distance, really. And the primary attribute of my block there is the graveyard. So I walk out there to my car, and I hear a man talking. But like it was only enough to know that it was a person talking. I couldn't make out what they were saying. So I'm like, all right, that's weird. Maybe somebody else is out getting ready for work, whatever. So I stand there for a little bit and I realize that it's not talking, it's singing. I'm like, what in the hell? So I stand there and I'm listening to it. Still can't make out any words, but it's definitely has a melody and it's somebody saying words, but there's no music behind it. It's a cappella. Because at first I thought, well, maybe somebody left their radio on in their garage or something. but there's no music, just a man singing. And it's like, it even makes it worse because you can't make out the words. Like, it would almost be more comforting to know that it was like a person doing it.
Or like a legit song. Yeah,
that too. It sounded.
One that you knew.
It sounded like, as crazy as it seemed, it sounded like a hymn or something. Like, it was weird. So as I'm standing there, I open my car door and I'm just standing there and I'm just like, what in the fuck? I said it out loud. And at that time, it was almost like I acknowledged it and it acknowledged that I acknowledged it and it just stopped. Done. I'm like, okay, that sucks. And then I went outside and my car was all fucked up. So throwing all kinds of lights and codes and it was running all weird. Keep in mind, I've only had a couple months. Shut my engine off, turn it back on. Fine. No issues, except my cruise control wouldn't work, which is weird. So I messaged Sarah and she's like, yeah, mine did that like a week ago too. I'm like, what are the odds of both our cars being fucked up? I got to thinking about like the Hellfire Farm. I'm like, what's the first thing that happened to them? Bro started fucking with their cars. Like, great. Great.
It's definitely what is happening to you.
Well, they can get it too. I ain't scared.
I don't know, man. That's old world. That's old world
shit.
I'll call
Burks up. He can come over and kick it. Get rid of him.
That's true. That's true. That's probably what I would do, actually.
Hell yeah. Thanks, Peter.
There's a bunch of cool stuff to look into.
Oh.
I saw some awesome subjects come over the intro webs.
Salt your car. I need to.
No, it's got coke dust all over it. That's true. All right. It's the same thing.
If the really. Fae or demons touch my car, they immediately got cancer.
That sucks.
100%. Dude, it's so weird. Like, we went to 40 in Airwaves, right? And we did our little subject, our little podcast there, which was a good time. But now I'm seeing it everywhere. Everywhere. It's popping up on TikTok everywhere, right? Our dude, not our dude, he doesn't know us, but we try to get him on the show. Museum of Tarot is doing kind of a series on it this week, which is weird. Like, it's just something I picked out of the blue. I heard it on YouTube or something from like 4 years ago. It just popped up. But he was actually a part of the experiment that I went over, right? He was in contact with one of the scientists. So they did an experiment that I did not find in my research, where at the site where they had the mirror set up, they had thousands of people around the world, and they were trying to project the images they were seeing in the mirror telepathically to them. To see if they could pick it up, right? And
so would that be almost like a forced remote viewing to a degree?
Kind of. Yeah. And they would shoot these series of images out, and he basically says, he's like, I'm not going to go into stats or anything. He showed a little graph, and he's like, the probability of us, of this many people, getting the correct symbols in the correct order, he's like, are astronomical. He's like, it shouldn't happen. And beyond that, he said it went on to almost prove that their theory of time, how time is happening all at once, it kind of almost confirmed that, because people were getting, the images were picked out from a computer program, the series, so they hadn't even been thought of yet. People were getting the series of images before the computer had put them out.
Oh, that's weird.
Super weird.
Because I was going to ask, I'm like, how the fuck does that prove? time, but then you hit me with the sneaky uppercut there, and okay, I guess I can wrap my brain around that.
Because they said people were receiving them at different intervals, like weeks apart. Some people were getting them and getting them accurate before they were ever picked.
That's fucking weird. Awesome.
But weird. Museum of Tarot built his own.
Of course he did.
And I'm like, what? He even took him like a magnetometer, right? And when he had a baseline reading of the room he was in, and he put the little pin for the magnetometer in the middle of the mirror, and the baseline was like between 39 and 41, whatever the fuck it measures. When you put it in there, it almost hit zero. Like it completely blocks out the magnetic field, I guess, whatever kind of energy it is.
I'm saying we should get one.
He said he built a smaller version of it, right?
Yeah, that's what we should do.
I'm here for it. And apparently when you block out all this energy that's going on around the earth, you can tune in to all this alternate energy. They said it's just so loud in our consciousness, in our brain all the time, that you like it's always there. You just can't pick up on it. But if you block it out, then you can.
I say we just build one and hang it in the room.
Yeah, I'd say we just build one and wear it all the time. Build two of
them. That'd be pretty awesome.
I'm here for it.
I mean, unless the Watcher shows up, then that's probably not so cool. Or the black mass.
I mean, probably not.
It's whatever.
Yeah. It was.
But it would be crazy to. Like, I wonder what would happen if you wrote a letter and put it in there.
I don't know. It was having different reactions from everything. So it's almost like it's not an actual time travel device. Clearly, you can't go back in time. But it's like your consciousness can exist in that weird plane where all time's happening forever.
Yeah, always. But to a degree, it kind of is time travel. To a degree. Yeah.
I mean, you can't like go back and alter things because you're just consciousness. Right? What have you?
I don't know.
Well, yeah.
Because they were seeing symbols from something.
Yeah.
And if that comes from a form of like time displacement, I feel like that's kind of borderline time travel. To a degree, if those symbols are coming from an intelligence out there, because you know, like what was communicating with them at first, what if that was, even if that was fucking 10 minutes in the future, that's still kind of a borderline communication between times. Or maybe it's just a time walkie-talkie.
Or
kind of like the computer. You know what I'm talking about. I forget what that was called, though. Remember when the computers were talking to each other from...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. In the Ghost in the Machine episode. If you haven't listened to that, go listen to it.
That's it. Yeah, that's it.
A banger.
It is a wild fucking story.
What even is time? Except something that my job likes to keep track of.
Yeah. Yeah, for the most part, it sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hard not to talk about it since we made it a 40 and Airwaves special.
Yeah.
This is just
build or acquire a small one.
I think that dude sells them. I need to get a pair of those goggles because, like...
Fuck yes.
He was checking different... rocks and crystals and shit with those aura goggles to see if they were putting off anything. It was pretty cool.
I'm just trying to get a pair and look at the night sky.
Yeah, what if you see shit? Then you're gonna be scared.
Well, that's the story of life.
Yeah, true.
Oh, JJ said she'll hook us up with hers.
What? Let's go. What did he look at? He looked at a bunch of different crystals and shit. He looked at Oregon, which he had an Oregon pyramid. And it was clearly putting something out the top of this pyramid. Weird as shit. He put black tourmaline under there and it was doing nothing. Like, it had no aura about it at all. He put something else under there too, but I can't remember. It was weird. JJ didn't see anything with the goggles. JJ, is that because you can see stuff without the goggles? Does that only help people who aren't like
into? Ironically enough, that's what I was thinking. I was thinking, oh, maybe this is like what people like JJ see all the time. But we get to do it with a pair of goggles.
JJ yelled yes. That's all caps.
Cool.
That's what I was thinking. Like, you're probably so, like, they probably don't have any effect on you because that's just legit the world to you. Us, we don't have any, like, superpowers.
No, and we're not locked down or subscribed to many things. Like I told Sean Klein last night, like, you and me are just kind of floating lame in the ether. I didn't use the word lame, but not wrong. Not wrong.
Trying to catch up on the chat here. I know last time I was in here, you had some weird stuff going on. Anything else come of that? Yes. Me? Remember, you're hearing the bean again.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think I've been pretty straight. I've heard things in the night, but I just kind of rub them off where I'm like, yeah, it's probably nothing. I'm going to bed. This is stupid. Because I was up super late last night. We did the interview, and then I got some packages to mail out.
Oh, damn. You were up after that?
I didn't get to bed till probably 11:30. So I was pretty beat up today. But no, I haven't had anything weird that I can think of. I'm probably going to get a bunch of shit for this.
Here comes the smoke.
Yeah, definitely smoke. You know, I'm not going to get into details, but you know that within the past week, I've been a little worked up over some stuff. So here of late, I have just been slamming into the ether. Just fucking, I'm talking about rocket launcher intentions right out into the fucking ether, saying, hey, if you're about that life, why don't you show up and have a fucking conversation? Heal me, motherfucker. Let's do this. I mean, what better way? If you are what you say you are, what you claim to be, then there's no better burden of proof. There's no better way to show that you are what you say you are than attempting to give us an opportunity to understand where you're coming from, if that makes sense. I'm trying to like kind of tiptoe around the bush there, but
you know that, right?
I know. It's not rocket appliances for people to figure out exactly what the fuck I'm talking about.
They don't want anyone that questions the narrative.
Right. But the narrative is the opposite of them, per se.
They don't want.
So that's why I'm like, whatever. If you're about that life, then be about that life. Like, I'm a pretty reasonable person. And if you want to figure out a way to not terrify me, and you can approach me with that conversation, then I guess we're going to have that conversation.
They won't.
So I don't know, but I don't know. Recently, humanity has been letting me down. So I'm kind of like, I don't know that I have that much faith anymore.
It is. I don't know. Anytime a question's put forth that isn't on track, it's just disregarded. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I don't feel like a conversation would even go that good.
Probably not. It'd probably suck for me.
No, it would suck for the listeners because they would just bounce the fuck out of here.
Oh no, I'm talking about the actual thing.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
The entity.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we already know that it's not good.
We're just skipping the middleman.
I was more in tune with that. We already know the entity's not good, Kyle. Why are you
giving
the benefit of the doubt?
I don't know. It's what I do. And for some crazy ass reason, I feel like there's things in the ether, in the afterlife, that have my back. So I don't exactly have too much to worry about per se. I say that, but
yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think the whole thing's a big fucking scam, to be honest with you. Motherfucker trying to sell books.
Well, it's just, I don't know, man. Like,
you were pretty heated after that dropped.
Yeah. I just hate, I don't like, I understand that there are a lot of people out there that are far smarter than me that, you know, look at me and the things that I say as dumb, like absolute garbage. And that's fine. But take that as an opportunity to teach me. I'm one of the most open people out there. Like I have no problem at all whatsoever being like, if you were able to prove me wrong, or even shit, there's times where you and me, we argued about the moon landing, for example. And you and me were going back and forth. And then you were like, well, what if they actually did go, but they saw something there? And I'm like, oh shit. All right. I can wrap my brain around this. Like, all right. Like there's things that you've even presented to me where I'm like, oh shit. Okay. Yeah. I do see that. Like I do. So I have no problem swallowing my own quote unquote pride and admitting that you're right or anything like that. Like it doesn't bother me at all. I'd rather know the answer than act like I know the answer.
Yeah.
And then not actually.
That's
know
what it. I mean.
You know,
you, especially in the world of paranormal, you can't deal with absolutes, right? So you have to keep at least a fraction of your mind open, because there's always going to be an opportunity where something happens. Somebody comes in with an experience. Somebody comes in with some evidence. Somebody comes in with some proof that could flip flop your entire interpretation of what's going on.
Oh yeah, exactly. And you know, you should never be 100% subscribed to one idea in particular, because like you said, I mean, fucking new evidence can come out tomorrow and you just go, oh yeah, all right, well, that makes sense. Like I can get behind
especially,
that.
Especially in this. Nobody, 90% of the stuff that we deal in, nobody knows for sure. You know what I mean?
It wouldn't be the unexplained knowledge.
If people explained it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I mean, and that's the thing too, is that, I mean, it's my forever go-to example. The giant squid. Giant squid was literally a cryptid until it wasn't.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The second they figured out that it was real, it removed itself from the cryptid list onto an actual animal list.
Giant pandas, same thing. Mountain gorillas, right. Same thing.
Exactly. And so, I mean, that's dead on by saying, like, once it's explained, it just completely, it's not a part of the unexplained anymore. It's, they'll put some scientific term to it, and now it just becomes a part of the normal world, even if it's really not that normal.
Yeah.
Because there's still people that are confused about octopus and stuff.
Which are terrifying animals.
They are fucking weird. Animals. Some people think they're aliens.
I'm closer in that camp. It's, you should, if you want to talk to somebody about octopus, octopi, no. Talk to Justin from Cryptids of the Corn.
Or, oh yeah,
he said they're after the pancake up and down. Breakfast and like what even? There's schools of octopus that have domesticated fish in the ocean.
They turn fish into slaves?
To pets. Yeah. Well, workers, essentially. Yeah. They will. I can't even do it any justice, right? Can't even do it any justice to try to explain it because I don't know the name of the fish and I'm going to sound like an idiot. But essentially, they were the two top predators fighting over the same food source. So you can see these fish would communicate by flashing different colors to each other. The octopus watched them do that, learned it. So instead of being the two top predators, they work together where these fish will corral, or the fish would go into the coral reefs to hide from these fish that were domesticated, the octopus domesticated. Mm-hmm. So the predatory fish will group them into this coral reefs, and then the octopus will come in, run them out, and they'll both eat on the fish.
That's crazy.
It's,
I know they're smart. I've seen videos of them kind of in a way doing that to humans where they'll get out in front of a human and start changing colors and shit. So they become distracted. And then the one will come up from the back and grab you and try dragging you all the way to the bottom.
Oh yeah. What he was talking about.
I think that was a Humboldt squid.
The octopus from Finding Dory or whatever. The one that was just a menace to the people that were in the aquarium is based off a true story. Like the octopus that was in this aquarium, I forget his name, memorized the security guard patterns because fish would go, these rare exotic fish in this aquarium would go missing. He would memorize the pattern. Okay, so Ralph's walking through at 8:52. Frank Rott walks back by at 9:12. I've got so many minutes to get out of this tank, get a snack, and get back in. So he figured out all the locks on his tank and how to get out. He would go eat the fish in between when the security guards got back and make his way back into his tank. There's also, I don't know if it's become like folklore or what, but apparently the first owner of the aquarium didn't really give too much of a shit and gave him some bad shrimp. He had got out of his tank carrying this piece of bad shrimp, got into the air duct, and as the dude was sitting in the office monitoring the cameras, gets hit with the bad shrimp. I hope it's real.
Get the fuck out of here. I hope it's real,
I
too.
I hope it's real.
That's clear intelligence.
Dude.
Like, that's being petty as fuck.
I think if humans go extinct, and it's not, hey, Holocult, the weather's getting nice, and you know what that means. It's cryptid hunting season. And the first rule to cryptid hunting is good footwear. That's why we're excited to announce our partnership with Tecovas Boots. When you're out hunting the Dogman or stalking Chupacabra, you don't have time to break in boots. That's why Tecovas is so nice. They have first wear comfort. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with their styles when you're out hunting cryptids.
And let me tell you, their styles are on point. I've always considered getting me a pair of snakeskin boots, and their pair is mint. They also have crocodile boots, caiman boots, ostrich boots. regular leather boots. They have it all, and it's ridiculously awesome. You can even stop by the local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. So just imagine yourself getting a pair of legitimate snakeskin Hollow Sky branded boots. How awesome would that be?
Nothing is going to intimidate a dog man like a nice pair of gator skin boots. If you can't make it into a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges and ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. If humans go extinct and it's an event that doesn't affect the oceans much, octopus is taking over. Or crows.
Probably.
Or ants.
It'll be the next, the evolution of the octopi.
Because you think if it's going to be in an event that wipes out humans outside of some sort of strictly human virus, it's probably going to take out most other large primates too. Like a comet hitting or
ice age
or something, which, I mean, that could get bad enough to where it freezes the ocean. But I'm going to say...
Or a thermonuclear war.
Which would probably have a bad effect on most things. But...
Yeah.
I mean, crows are pretty smart.
Yeah.
But octopus are next level.
Yeah, and they live in the water, and that's just scary enough. Yeah.
They're terrible. He talked about this huge colony that lived somewhere off the coast of Washington, of these giant octopus. They're like the biggest octopus in the Pacific Ocean or some shit. There was an old bridge that collapsed. Or was demolished, and they just left all the concrete and shit there, so they built this colony. And there are reports of the octopus interacting with people on the beach. Like, they'll throw beach balls out and they'll hit them back. And this one guy was I forget what he was doing. He's using some kind of winch, and all of a sudden something was tugging on this winch, so he would pull it back, and it was a big tentacle wrapped up around it, and he would pull. And then the guy would pull. And then he would pull, and the guy would pull. And after he stopped, like, they were playing back and forth. When he stopped, the octopus just let it go and just took on about its business.
That's weird. I don't even know where to go.
John says, wait till they grow feet.
I know. The evolution of...
Yeah, then what are we going to do?
And then we are done. Because definitely way smarter than me.
Can you imagine, like...
And they have, like, 60 hands, essentially.
Yes. Somebody's going to roast you with the octopus hands.
Yeah.
You imagine working in an aquarium, and you're so burnt out about your job. You're like, you know what? I don't even care that these shrimp are expired. Here you go. You're going to eat them regardless. Like, 25 minutes later, you get hit in the face with all this rotten-ass shrimp.
While you're not even by the aquarium, you're sitting in the break room having a Twinkie, and then you just feel pop.
Dude, I'd be like, what? I'd immediately blame my coworkers right off the rip.
Oh, yeah. Then you just see a water trail back to the tank. And you're like, all right, I'm out of here. Fuck this.
If you guys get a chance, you definitely need to talk to him about it. If you can corner him, I know they're going to be at Crypticon.
Crypticon.
Tell him Paul's guy needs you to talk about the octopus stories.
And then he'll just go on.
He
loves it.
The dude is a biologist. So he knows all the animals ever existed. Period. And just listen to him talk, you're just like, what? Their next lawn chair documentary that's coming out is a banger. I won't talk about it because it's not my yard to mow, but they did show a sneak peek at Fortean. It's money. And terrifying.
That sucks.
Oh, yeah. What's the word I'm looking for here? Ramifications. If what they're finding out is true... explains a lot and also sucks.
How does it suck?
In the fact that there is a population of giant creatures roaming around, specifically, probably the southeast, south, that.
So below us.
Yeah, maybe here. I don't know, like, what range of, like, climate they can thrive in.
Well, I know what animal you're talking about. One would assume they would be able to live here. Especially if they had migration habits like most things do, then they'd be all right.
Sucks.
Yeah. But that also means that they're flesh and blood.
Yeah.
And if you've ever watched Predator, if it bleeds, we can kill it.
Unless it bites through your femur bone first.
Oh, there is that.
Yeah. But I don't know when it drops. They showed us a little sneak peek. They hadn't really got finished up with the editing or anything, but the research they're putting in is money, and it's pretty cool. Even just listening to them talk about it and the interviews they do and the research that they pick up, it's all the pieces are there for there to be a fully breeding population of something that is not supposed to be here, being here.
It sucks.
Sucks.
It would also be crazy that they're that good at hiding.
Yeah.
And just staying away.
There's a lot of empty ass.
Despite all the encounters.
There's a lot of empty ass places out there.
There is. I think people grossly underestimate the amount of land that just kind of doesn't see people.
Without giving it away, again, I probably shouldn't even be talking about it, but without giving it away, they probably are being seen. Because if I came to work and said, hey, I just saw this cross the road, my coworkers would be like, you're drunk.
Crazy.
Drug test.
Yeah. Go home. That's more accurate.
So they probably are drug being test. Seen. And people are just not taking it seriously because they're like, hey, this is the United States. You're stupid.
Yeah, I could agree with that.
When it drops, we will let you know.
All right, I'm going to pop this.
I've been yakking for the last 45 minutes.
So if anybody's got any questions, any topics, whatever, stories,
also want to shout out our friends at Spooks, Creeps, and Assorted Devilries. They're just dope. They help. They share the show, like, expecting nothing in return. They, like, just OGs. Just helping promote because. Like, that. That is a rarity nowadays.
Yeah. I know the Strange Road boys do it a lot. AI does it a lot. Yes. So shout out to you boys, too. Hey, we got a call. Hey, welcome to the night shift. Yo. What's going on?
Hey, gents. It's JD. What's from Discord.
Up? Right on. I want
to give you some stories.
Let's go.
Okay, so the first story was, it's actually my oldest memory that I have. I was about 11 months old. I was standing up in my crib. And I remember my crib being against the wall, adjacent to the window. It was at nighttime. And I remember a beam of light was coming in from the moon. And I remember seeing these, like, little critters, like, playing along with, like, those little alphabetical blocks you get from when you're a kid. They're made out of wood and they're carved and they have different colors depending on which alphabet it was. Like A was red and B was blue, etc. And I just remember seeing these little guys. I'm assuming they were fae, but they would be like moving them around in my room and like pushing them over and playing with them and stacking them. It was kind of bizarre, but it wasn't really scary at the time. Now that I think about it, when I was a child, I was I lost my mind, but that was the first one. And the craziest thing that I remember from that was that they knew I was watching them. They didn't care. They just kept on doing their little activity there. It was bizarre. And then the next story I have, they're both pretty, this one's quick too. I was deployed to Saudi Arabia. I was at Riyadh Air Base, and I was coming from the chapel area. The entire area was rock and most of it was tents, but we also have some of these solid foundation. It was a solid foundation buildings where, you know, the whole wall and, you know, the four, I forget what they're called. They're normal houses ultimately, but they're in like the Middle Eastern fashion. And, anyways, I was on the way to like the gaming tent. I was coming from the chapel house to the gaming tent, and I saw this weird red cloud. It was just like kind of hovering in the middle of the walkway, and it was see-through, but you can also kind of, I also kind of saw like little like lightning bolts within it. Like it was intelligent. Like you could tell, you could feel there's an energy with it. And I would assume that it was like a jinn of some sort because of the area and what it kind of looked like. It wasn't quite corporeal, but it was a cloud or whatnot. But it wasn't black, it was red. And that's my two stories I got for you, gentlemen.
For the first one, have you had any other like odd happenings that you would probably like write off but could be attributed to fey activity? Have they like stuck with you since you were a child?
It's funny you say that. I've been kind of always kind of obsessed with the fey, especially throughout my childhood. You know, I got heavily into Irish lore in like my teenage years. I do remember I was probably about seven or eight at the time, and it was the weekend before Easter. I was looking through the back window of my neighbor's house. I was sitting in their kitchen with next to my mom, and we were over there just spending some time with the neighbors. We were pretty close. And I remember seeing through the window this little guy who was just kind of in like an army crawl position looking through the window at me. He had like the stereotypical coned hat, but it was like brown. And he was just kind of staring at me. He wasn't really making any like menacing movements, but I saw him and he saw me, and that was pretty much that. I didn't really get any weird vibes from him or anything. And then during my late teenage years to my early 20s, I was heavily into paganism, especially like the Celtic Reconstruction path of it, where there's a lot of historical references and a lot of cultural appreciation and respect for like the Irish deities and stuff. And I'm sure all that kind of pushed me towards that path, but that was that all that crazy stuff probably led to that.
I was just curious if they've kind of like, I know it sounds creepy, but kind of like tagged you to where they keep track of you from now on.
That's a good point. That's why I actually kind of thought about that too. And I also was thinking about, like, what if it's just an ancestry thing too? You know, I have a lot of Celtic ancestry on both my sides of family, you know. Maybe we, our ancestors brought them to the U.S. and he just kind of follows us around.
Just keeping an eye on you, making sure everything's fine.
Yep. Interesting. Definitely interesting.
I don't know a whole lot about the Jin. I'm going to have to do some research on them because they definitely interest me, but I don't know a whole lot.
So what I've learned, I've done a little bit of research after that like incident, is that there's 12, if I'm correct, there's 12 different versions of Jin. One of them that we're all familiar with is the term ghoul. Ghoul actually comes from Arabic, and it's a type of Jin. But due to, you know, Hollywood and games and whatnot, they kind of removed it from that culture and made something different. And then you got the, there's a few other types that everybody's familiar with. You got the genie, and then you got the Ifrit. The Ifrit's another one. But those are, I think, the only ones that I know of.
I'll have to do some digging. But
I would say that's probably a fair assessment of what you saw when you were deployed, that it was probably a djinn.
You know, that's what I was thinking too. I was like, you know, what are the odds? Like, I've always kind of been that weird kid that's always seeing and witnessing the weird stuff. But in the Middle East, of all places, in the middle of a deployment, I mean, I guess it's not that weird. Service members see stuff all the time.
Yeah, I was going to say, you hear a lot of stories from the deployment over there. Weird shit, all types. Like, we did the one where there were a group of guys claiming that there were fucking vampires over there.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Like, it was so ingrained in the locals, like, lore and life, that whenever they thought, or, you know, quote unquote, knew vampires around, they would pull all their animals in and keep them inside until they knew it was safe.
See, like, I mean, I wonder how far that stuff goes back. Probably Mesopotamia. You know,
I'm sure it's ancient.
Yeah, especially in that area of the world, the cultures and the history go back probably farther than we even know. You know, it's
I'm sure
old evil.
For sure, and I would like to say that I appreciate you guys, man. Like, I first started getting back into like the paranormal stuff with like the round table, but unlike them, you guys aren't like super dogmatic with your work, which I highly appreciate it. You guys look at everything with an open mind, and everything's not black and white. You know, there's a lot of gray area with a lot of this stuff. And absolutely, I think that's the healthy way we got to approach this topic. You know, if you see demons in every single shadow, you know, how are you going to ever learn anything? You're going to be scared of everything. So yeah,
we actually, you know, kind of go into that in the interview we did yesterday.
Yeah, almost in a verbatim way, like what you just said.
I'm like, you're gonna like Monday's episode.
Hell yeah, brothers! I appreciate it. Keep us updated with like your next outings. I would love to like meet you guys at a conference or whatever.
Oh, yeah,
I just wasn't able to make it to Ohio. That's across the country for me.
All right on. Yeah, if we ever make it out your way, we'll definitely post it out there.
Hell yeah. Well, gents, I'll keep watching. Have a great night. And
you too. Thank you. Stay safe, brother.
Thank you.
Of course, you too. Bye.
Bye.
I for some reason, I really dig the Fae encounters.
Same.
It's just so,
like, I wanted to lose my shit when he was like, there's that little dude. He was in the army crawl position with his little pointy hat. And I'm like, that's fucking awesome.
So,
it's kind of scary, but it's awesome.
So,
Because what do you do? Well, what the fuck would you do if you essentially saw a lawn gnome arming crawling to your window to watch you?
I don't know. Nothing.
Exactly. What would army crawl back? That would be pretty
funny solid. Because while I was in Texas, we're still dealing.
Phone call.
Hold that thought.
Hey, welcome to the night shift. What's going on? You there? Are you panicking?
Hello?
Yo. Hey, what's going on?
Hello?
Yo again.
Hello.
All right, that didn't work. Finish my story, which I don't remember what I was going to say, actually.
Something about Texas. Yeah.
We're still dealing.
Oh, wait, they're calling back already. Hey, welcome to the night show. What's going on?
Hey. Steve, Kyle, what's going on?
What's up?
Hey, this is Lyle. I just had a quick story I want to tell you guys.
We're here for it.
Absolutely.
All right. So I'm from Western Iowa, kind of over by the river. So I got a quick story here. I don't really remember this myself, but my brother and sister and mother tell me all about it. So anyways, here we go. When we were little, we had this area of trees that was like a quarter mile away from our house. Yeah, you could see it from the house, so it wasn't too big of a deal. We'd go play there. And apparently, one of the times we went over there, we were all just mid-playing. All of a sudden, something just was telling us and just in our minds that we needed to be face down in the dirt. So there we are, all just face down in the dirt. And they say that we couldn't, think about even getting up. And we could kind of tell there was something around us. And I don't remember any of this, but my brother says his face was kind of facing the left a little bit. And he says he saw what looked like a telephone pole coming out of the sky and kind of hovering above the ground. And it was just sitting there. And that's all he really remembers. And he says we all got up and started running towards the house. And my mom was just confused. She had no idea what we were all crying and screaming about. And they told her, and she was like, what the hell? So she got some guns and put us in the basement, and she just kind of held us there for a while. And yeah, that's pretty much the whole story there.
I don't even know. That is so bizarre.
Yeah, I thought you guys would like it. My buddy's been making me listen to you guys while we're gaming for a couple months now. So I was like, heck, maybe they'll answer my call.
Dude, I don't even know if I've heard of an encounter similar to that.
I don't think I have.
Not that I've heard anywhere.
Bro, that is. Dude, I don't even know. That's so weird.
I should get my brother or my sister to call in some of these nights and tell you a more clear story. But
dude, I would.
That's just kind of what
I would I've been love told. To hear it from their perspective, because that is so bizarre. Super. It could. I mean, essentially, could have been a craft, probably. But you.
You know, we were pretty young, and he explained it as telephone pole. So. You know, it could have been anything.
That's cigar shaped, essentially.
Yeah. See, that's where I went with it when I was talking to him about it. I was like, heck, it could have been something.
Then you have what I guess essentially telepathic communication to a degree, right?
Yeah, they say that we couldn't even think about getting up. We're almost all right, we have to be face down. Almost like we were playing a game, and it's hey, don't break the rules. You have to lay down.
Sleep paralysis. Kind of
that.
Now that you say that, we did a story once where this little kid, they essentially found an ET in the kid's home. And all of them were there, the moms, the kids, the dad. And the two boys got put in the living room because all the lights, all the power was out. And they remember, the oldest boy remembers seeing the gray first. And he was petrified, absolutely terrified. But this thing had the ability to not only like paralyze them, but it also influenced them to smile and like physically act, physically act like they accepted the gray. However, inside they're like screaming, like they're fucking terrified.
Yeah. But he's like, that's not cool.
He's like, I was smiling and like letting this thing touch me, even though I wanted to just scream and cry and run away, but I couldn't.
Almost to not entice fear and everybody else around, you know. We were probably at that point also under the hypnosis of whatever's going on, because I've looked into this, where essentially it is almost like a form of hypnosis when people encounter these things, like with the sleep paralysis and stuff, like it puts you under to the point to where you almost know that something's going on. Sometimes more, where you have to have regressions and whatnot to remember. But there was a couple encounters that I read. Like, I always refer to the police officer that actually took his sidearm apart to where he couldn't physically harm the beings, took his radio apart to where he couldn't call for help, took his cell phone apart to where he couldn't call for help, all during this encounter.
Wild.
It is weird.
Well, maybe it's something similar. I couldn't tell you, but that's pretty much the only story I had out there on that old farm. So, everything else is kind of like, you know, just, you know, the ghost sightings, but it's just, you know, and there's nothing concrete, nothing that I could tell you. But yeah, I just want to share that, and I appreciate your show. So
hope you guys have a good one. You as well.
Appreciate you. Stay safe, brother. Man.
Oh yeah, you too.
Okay, we'll go through this first. Those encounters like that, that are, I almost consider them one-offs, you know, because essentially, if a little kid says they see a telephone pole, you're gonna think it's probably like, it's gonna look like a telephone pole. They're not gonna mistake a whole lot of stuff, but it's almost as if there's an alternate super nefarious sort of element to whatever was going to happen at that farm. Like, whatever these things were, they did not want the children to see it. Whatever they were going to do, they did not want the children to see. Keep your face down. You don't want any part of this. Makes you wonder if maybe it was like some kind of animal mutilation they were going to do, or something of that sort. But they didn't want.
Which is gross.
But it almost borders on.
Hang on, Texan caller. Hang on.
It almost borders on empathy, where they didn't want to freak the kids out too much. You know what I mean? They didn't want, if that were the case, they didn't want those memories ingrained in the children.
Which makes you feel a kind of way. It's like, are they being.
Hey, kids, don't watch me as I murder this cow. And I cut its eyeballs out.
I don't want to emotionally scar you for the rest of your life.
Yeah. And back, reversing back to my Faye, we're still dealing with the silverware disappearing, which initially Sarah was blaming on me for taking my lunch, thrown away. Well, I just stopped taking my lunch, so you can't blame me for that anymore. So we're down to like four forks.
Touché.
I go to Texas. Sarah messaged me. She's like, we got five forks. I'm like, what? She's like, yeah, five forks now. And I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, we've always had four since the Faye started stealing them. Now we got one back. I'm like, now we're getting phantom forks that are appearing.
Well, they're probably,
I posted that on Reddit probably 3 or 4 years ago. I'm still getting people finding it and replying to it. Like, I know this is like 3 years past when you posted this, but I'm down to two spoons. You would think that like every landfill just has to be just nothing but silverware at this point.
Not at the fair taking them, keeping them,
making weapons out of them for the great Fae takeover of 2026.
All right, here we go. Text and caller.
Calling. Copy that. Thanks for letting me talk.
Yes, sir. Hey, welcome to the night shift. What's going on?
Hey, guys. It's me, Rosemary Chives. How are y'all?
Good. Good. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thank you guys for doing what you do. You're awesome. And hello, Hollow Cult. I had a weird experience today that I just have to tell somebody.
Oh, boy. It's fresh.
Yes, it happened today at work. So I'm just sitting there. And I try to turn my podcast back on, and I do like the double tap on the earbuds to make it play, but it didn't play the podcast. Instead, I heard this like static, like, you know, whenever you have a microphone and you're talking to the microphone, and like if you were to like brush it against your clothes or something, it would go like, make that noise. Okay, that's what my earbud was doing. It went from like earbud mode to microphone mode, which is something I'm not familiar with. If that's a setting, I don't know. But like when my hair would brush against it, it would make that loud noise. But here's what freaked me out. Whenever I double tapped it, my podcast didn't play. Instead, I heard "Be aware" from a lady's voice, like a woman's voice. But it was like robotic, like it was my earbud saying it. Okay, but my earbud doesn't say that. My earbud says things like power on, high battery or low battery or whatever. It doesn't say be aware. That was really freaking weird.
That is weird.
I don't know. What do you think?
I think I would be aware. be on.
And then I'm like thinking, is it be aware or is it beware?
Oh, no, like, don't do that. We don't want beware. We just be aware is like a good positive, like keep your eyes open. We don't want anything with negative connotation.
I was like, well, okay, let me explain. And it is like a woman. Have y'all heard of the cosmic speech? She's kind of cool. I like her. And, but, you know, she has like a real energetic voice. And not robotic, so I know it wasn't her. It was two different tones. What else? So what is also weird is I was wearing a copper bracelet for the first time today. So I don't know if that had some kind of interference with my earbuds. And I'm on the earbud right now that it all started with. And so I had put it away and let it charge and then, you know, pull it back out tonight. And it's not doing that weird, like, crinkling noise. Like, so I just think that something happened to my earbuds and then I caught some kind of interference.
It is weird. It is strange. JJ says both be aware and beware.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Well, Burton just said be aware is when you can hear your surroundings and listen to the podcast.
Oh, like it's...
So I don't know like if that's an actual thing or not, like an actual setting. Apparently it's a triple tap.
Oh, so it really does that.
Maybe.
So if I triple tap my earbud, it's going to say be aware.
Maybe. Because
maybe.
Twiz also said that his do that with the JBL app.
Yeah, I guess I need to talk to you.
It's made on your earbuds to hear people when you're out in your surroundings.
It's actually kind of smart.
But it could also be taken.
Oh,
you're going to have to do some
experiments
with them. I mean, you can still take it as a sign.
Yeah.
It's always good to be aware. Not good to be aware. Hollow Cult saves the day.
That's right.
Right on. Thank you, guys.
You too.
Hollow Cult out here solving mysteries.
Mystery solved.
Let's go.
Yeah, because I just use like cheap ass. $10
headphones. Mine disappear so much at work, like they fall out. My earbuds fall out, and when You drop a black earbud into a bunch of Coke and coal dust, they're done.
Yeah, fine.
Gone.
Yeah.
So I'll buy them in bulk when Walmart has like $10 sales on wireless earbuds. I'll just buy as many as I can.
That's weird that everybody's talking about that company. We just tried getting sponsored by them. Jesus. Dude, you're nuts. But we love
Raycon. Yeah, we might. We might. They haven't said anything back, but they did put out initial feelers.
Yeah.
For maybe being sponsored. I know Apple Podcasts just destroyed us in downloads. So that will probably have a lot to do with any kind of host read ads we have going forward.
For a hot minute.
Yeah. Smacked us. So thanks, new ISO app. You're really helping your boys out. Dude, I love that we like can have callers call in with a mystery and like the cult immediately is like, we got this.
Yeah, we got you.
That would like if I had no idea.
I'm just getting ready to say this. It would
freak me the hell out.
Fuck yes. I was just getting ready to say that. It would terrify me if I was clicking on it and it was like, beware.
Yeah.
The fuck you talking about?
Yeah, bro. I heard people singing unknown languages in the graveyard. If my headphones started talking to me,
that's creepy.
Yeah. Yeah. I did say Coke dust. And not the extracurricular type.
It's the type
that just sits in your lungs and like you're off work for 5 days and you'll just get a random hack and you're like, oh yeah, that's probably not supposed to be there. Not the extracurricular Coke dust.
Oh yeah, that reminds me. I don't know if is it the same. Let me look at my phone real quick. If I can find it in the vastness of messages here. Oh, yeah. It's same people. Flavor Forest. They're sending us some garlic.
Let's go.
So that should be in the P.O. box.
Hell yeah. Free?
Yep, they're in the chat right now.
I'm a big fan of garlic. So if I ever encounter any vampires, I'm probably good.
That's probably why you haven't encountered any
preemptive vampires.
Yes.
I like it.
That's the way we do. Uh-oh. Here's a familiar friend.
It is kind of like a sponsor.
Hey, welcome to the Night Shift. What's going on?
Hello. You have reached Hollow Sky Technical Support. How may we be
assisted? It's time for the twistery of the night. Welcome.
What's up, fellas?
Welcome,
what's
friend.
Going on, buddy?
Do you, either of you happen to listen to Bigfoot and Beyond?
Is that with
no,
Bobo and Cliff?
Cliff and Bobo?
I always think about it, but I never do.
Right on. Well, apparently, I know you, everybody saw it, the Bigfoot on the train.
Yes.
Yeah.
Apparently, Cliff knows somebody that works with a sports and tackle shop, and they have on their website that exact Bigfoot costume, and I guess they use it for promotions and stuff, so they go out. He doesn't know for a fact that's what it was. That they were going out to, you know, give everybody a viral moment on the train or whatever, but they've kind of backdoor alluded to one of their dudes wearing the suit. And it's this, people say that there's a lot better footage than we get because it's so pixelated and everything, but there's footage out there that's high resolution. And he says it's almost exactly the mask that they use. Yep. So
I saw that too.
I hate to pee in everybody's suit.
Its actions were weird too. Like, it didn't even react to the giant human hauling tube that was roaring by it. It just kind of walked out and sat down. I'm like, well, that's kind of a little sus, you know, for a creature that's super elusive, you'd think it would want to get the hell away from everybody. And then I started seeing I saw it was like a camper, like an RV dealership had one as a mascot, like a guy in a suit. And then I heard all this other stuff. So I'm like, chances are probably not legit.
Yeah.
That might be it. Maybe I heard him wrong and it was a kid, because that sounds more familiar to me than what I said. So maybe it was that RV.
Did you
place that uses the,
see the new one out of Australia that dropped yesterday? The one with
no,
dude, it is, could easily be set up.
What are you doing?
Could easily be set up, right? Because there's no actual creature in the video, but these guys come out and they're at like a job site, because there's, you can see like equipment tracks and shit. But there is a feral hog torn in half at this site. Like, half of its body's over here and the other half's kind of across this little path. And there are these monster footprints leading away from it. Like, they, when they were coming out, they interrupted whatever this thing was, getting ready to have a bacon snack. And this hog is ripped in two. I was going to post it on the TikTok, but I'll get a warning immediately when I post it, because that hog's ripped in half. But if you search it, it should be. If I find it, I'll post in the Discord. But it's, I mean, easily faked, but I do want to believe that it's real.
It's one piss. Could it have been
Randy?
Say that again.
Could it have been Randy?
From Trailer Park?
No, bro. Snap into a sling. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's accurate. I hope he did do that. Like,
probably.
Just was like,
he was that desperate for a Slim Jim.
Just cracked it.
I don't know. I know ruse are strong, but I don't know that they have any. I don't know enough about Australia other than they have a bunch of spiders and everything's trying to kill you there.
I mean,
I don't know that they have anything big enough to rip a hog in half, do they?
I don't think they have that many.
I mean, other than a yowie.
I don't think they have any real big predators. Like, granted, everything's a predator there. Everything will kill you, but I don't think.
Yeah, everything's.
I don't think
big.
There's a whole lot of things that's going to rip you limb from limb down there. That's not in the ocean.
I mean, if I'm just spitballing and going away from it, then I would say maybe feral dogs. I know that's a big problem there, but even feral dogs would have a hard time like ripping. If it's torn, like you're saying, just like you grab one end and grab the other and rip it like a piece of paper. I don't think dogs could do that. I think one side would be tore up more than the other.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And but I think feral dogs are the only things that could do that.
Yeah. And it's, I mean, you know, I'm trying to think. I only watched the video once. I'm trying to remember if there was a lot of like blood and gore at the scene. And I don't think it stands out like that. It's just like two. Yeah. That's a fact, Virgil. It was just like two halves, like almost like it had killed it somewhere else and was carrying it with it. And then I don't know if it got spooked, if it found something tastier than bacon, which probably is not possible. I don't know. I've never eaten Australian bacon. Maybe it's different. Maybe it's not.
Probably pretty good.
But
yeah, it just hit the 7-Eleven and is going home to put it in the refrigerator for later.
Yeah.
You know how it is. You get a snack you want
to
take.
If I find it, I'll try to
eat half of it now. Half of it.
Try to post it up because it's interesting. I mean, you got the footprints, which are well easier to fake than an actual sighting. But then you also have a feral hog torn in half. So, I mean, I guess that could easily be faked, but I'm just going to go with it's a yowie. You have to think that the Australian species of Bigfoot has to be infinitely worse than the rest, because it's got to be like top of the food chain of a giant island where everything else is top of the food chain.
So it's true. It's pretty sound logic.
Well, that's the thing about Australia too, is that from what I understand, everybody's on both coasts. You're either on the West Coast or the East Coast. There's nothing in the middle. It's just like wild. So nobody goes out there except like Aborigines and people who live off the land and stuff. So,
and Yowies.
Yeah. If everything's trying to kill you and you're a Yowie out there, yeah, you got to be on your toes, man. You don't want to get bit by a spider or a snake or anything out there that's trying to kill you.
Could you imagine being like an Australian Bigfoot and you're just out there tearing hogs in half and shit, fighting off giant, like ripped ass kangaroos, and you get bit by a spider and that's what takes you out?
Oh, that'd be the worst.
That sucks.
Sucks.
Because there's nothing you can do unless you have like spit remedies where they chew up a bunch of leaves and stick it on there and that's it heals true. Them or something. Like, yeah, there's nothing you're going to do. That'd be the worst.
That's true.
Well, before I go, you know I got to poke the bear. So what's the deal, Kyle?
What?
You don't want to name names or anything like that?
That's pretty much what it comes down like to. That. That's pretty much what it comes down to.
Oh, man. Killing me.
It's not no, rock, it's like not it. Rocket appliances. You'll figure it out.
He doesn't want to sling the shit. He just wants to kind of toss it a little bit. Yeah,
that's why after the show you let me know so I can do it for you.
Yeah.
I imagine whatever it is, buddy, man. Don't let haters steal your shine, bro.
No.
You know what I mean?
No, it's just
I'm the same way. When I get worked up, it's laser focused and that's all I care about. I feel you. I'm just saying. If Steve is saying you got worked up, you got worked up.
Oh yeah,
you had a twiz incident this week. So yeah, all mad. I'm saying is don't let the haters steal your shine, bro. We got your back.
I appreciate that.
It was getting you're a little yeah. He was a little worked up.
I'm mad.
Like I said, if if I happen to get a DM after the show, I'm not affiliated with Hollow Sky Podcast or anything like that in my ideas and thoughts of my own. So I will holler at you later, guys.
Right on.
Stay safe, Twiz.
Later, guys. Yeah. Later. You too.
That's one thing. Like you got spiritual warriors on the other side. You got a whole cult on this side. Like, I think we're gonna be all right. I love how our brains we're on opposite ends of that. When you were talking about it, I immediately went toward like nerd, and you immediately went toward like interdimensional entity.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, they're just attributes about things that drive me fucking nuts, because words are very important. Attitudes are very important. Humbleness and I will directly quote, humility is important as well.
That's something that I don't know a whole lot about.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm getting at. That's okay. Yeah, that's here nor there.
That's just personal opinions.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Of
yeah.
Stuff and things.
Yeah. 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 I mean, everybody knows that IRL, we're pretty decent people.
If this podcast would have been 15 years ago, we would have been shut down.
We would be fighting, beat up. Legitimately fighting.
Yeah. Everyone. It would have been bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because.
We come from a long lineage
giant
of
egos.
As that and asking for all the smoke.
we've had to cage the egos a little bit since we got older.
Yeah.
And that's,
and it'll forever be my go-to, but like, just proof's in the pudding. Like when we were in a band and a record label on the East Coast is like, hey, I'd like to sign you guys. And Steve goes, fuck you.
Probably not my smartest move, but
yeah, like legitimately, that is, I'm not exaggerating. That's what happened.
Yeah.
We got messaged.
Like, hey, help, like, you guys are pretty dope. Get some recordings. And I'm like, Steve goes, fuck whatever. You. You're a fucking loser.
It'll forever be the highlight of my metal career.
The fact that we didn't get our asses beat well more.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it was cool. It was a good timing. It was a good time.
It was a lot of egos and then shoved into one band.
Oh, yeah. Yep, it was interesting.
Good times.
Good times until yeah. Then.
That's a recipe for disaster from the get-go.
Yeah.
That would have turned into a VH1 Behind the Music if it would have kept going.
Yeah, that ain't no shit. That's no shit.
Hold on, what am I missing in the chat here? What's everybody talking about?
I don't know. I gave up. It was going too fast.
JJ's sending out people. Birdie's reading my mind. Yeah. So there is that. Burton. Those are old, long gone days.
I haven't picked up a guitar in probably
forever. Long time. I did used to throw it into the crowd, though. So.
It was a good time.
Take that for what you will.
It was a good time.
Yeah. So what do you think? Hollow chat. We had about an hour and a half? Yeah. We'll probably wrap her up. Unless we got some stuff to talk about. Get on break and call. Hold on. We're still here, Wade. We're still here.
We'll take that
bring
call.
Her in. Ace of Sweden. Yeah, take care. Out in across the ocean there. Ace of Sweden. Thanks for hanging out with us, staying up. I don't even know what time it is over there.
I don't know. JoJo's from Australia.
Yeah, what?
Yeah, Sweden, Australia. But hey, I think homie's calling, so let's do this. Oh, we gotta turn her up here. Hey, welcome to the night show. What's going on?
How's it going, Kyle and Steve?
Great, how are you?
That's Wade. So I tried to send an experience that I had back when I was 16. A little while ago, but it involved a shadow person, but that one's a little long. I won't get into that one right now, but just probably about 2 hours ago, my sister, gets home to her apartment and has one of the lights in the bedroom had mysteriously come on. And she saw nothing of it at the time. But then she goes ahead and walks to the back of the apartment. There's no lights on in the back. Walks out for probably about 5 minutes or so. Walks back in. And the light in the laundry room is now surprisingly on. I'm going to say that it's actually... one of my older sisters was always a trickster. But unfortunately she passed away. I'd say about, it's been about 7 years now. So it's kind of nice to see that she's still being herself.
At first I was a little concerned with it turning the lights on, like as it moved into the other rooms. But when you bring it around to your sister that passed, who was also a trickster, kind of added a little bit of comfort, just them letting you know that they're still there, still watching and keeping an eye out for you. I always look for things like that. Like I've said it before, my grandpa used to, he had this old ass metal detector when I was little, like five. He would go out and bury pennies in his flower garden. He'd let me go out and metal detect and dig up all this change. And he passed away when I was about probably about 7 years old. But I'll find pennies in the most random places. Like I'll go in and I'll, when the boys are little, I'd make their bed like brand new, fresh. And I'd go out, come back in, and there'd be a penny like laying right in the middle of the comforter. So it was always just kind of like a reminder that someone's from the other side is keeping an eye on you, letting you know that somebody else is watching out for you.
Yeah, and it's not the first time that she's done stuff like this. I've seen a couple times, I've seen a shadow just go by in the hallway by the bedroom door, and it's like, well, she's hanging around. But she's always been like that, and I don't know, she's even messed with the truck too. Like on occasion, she'll make the wiper blades, so she'll kick them on. And like she just loves screwing with you, but that was her whole personality. She was always like that, and it's always nice to see that she's still around and that she's still looking out for us. So it's always a nice thought. So I hope at some point Kyle has an experience from his grandfather, which would always be really, really nice. So
absolutely,
just let him know that he's still there.
Absolutely, man. It would be comforting.
Yeah, I feel like just trust.
Yeah, it always is.
And you got to kind of trust your gut with those things. When something like that happens and you don't feel like a threat or animosity or anything toward it, you can kind of get a pretty good idea that's could be coming from somebody that you know.
Oh, yeah, and especially because with that shadow person experience, I definitely know if it's a good entity or it's a bad entity, because that shadow person was, oh, man, he was evil. He was not nice at all. So, but I'll get into that at another time, hopefully when I'm not working nights. So.
I feel that. I've done that for a minute. But we appreciate it, man. It's like it is heartwarming to hear that our loved ones that aren't on this plane with us are still looking out for us and the others.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for taking my call, guys. I appreciate it. I know it's probably been a long time, so I'll let you guys actually get some sleep because you got to work in the morning.
Yes, sir.
We appreciate you. Stay safe, brother.
All right. Yeah, you too. Stay weird, guys.
You too.
Bye. Yeah, those are, I mean, I feel like there's such a stigma around the unexplained and the paranormal, where a lot of what we don't know can be considered almost threatening, negative. When you have things like that, you almost need that to balance constantly taking in everything that's shitty, you know, mutilations, abductions, like all of that is rough. But then you hear like you've almost got, like we talked like yesterday, like everybody's got spirits, guides, warriors on the other side. Sometimes they just like to let you know that even though we can't necessarily see them, that they're still there, still watching our backs, still keeping an eye on us.
It's kind of ironic that these guys bring this up. Butterflies. Because yesterday I had a yellow one land on me and hang out for a little bit. Good size one too. And I felt some type of way about it. I'm just like, that's interesting. just hung out there on my arm for a little bit, just sat there on my sleeve. I was just like, whatever, dude, just do your thing, man. And then eventually, you know, after probably 5 minutes, it just took off and did its own thing. But it was just, it's weird because you work outside like that all the time and you'll have that happen on occasion, right? You just, you'll have them land on you and hang out. And especially in the summertime, like they're sucking the sweat off you, the salt and whatnot. And this time, I don't know, it just, it felt a little different where you're just kind of like, huh, interesting.
That is, especially that it gets brought up like the next couple of days.
Yeah. 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 Cause it happened yesterday. I remember I was just standing out there and I just caught it out of the corner of my eye. And it was just a good size yellow one. I mean, it was a decent sized one.
Yeah.
And I just sat there and watched it for a second. And I was like, huh,
that's just letting neat. You know.
And I was like, thanks, buddy. And then it just kind of boop, boop, took off and did his thing.
It is. Yeah. That's exactly.
I enjoyed
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Birdie says, could have been Gramp saying hi. Keeping track of you.
It was cool.
Dick said it must be pretty warm here. Yeah, it's been almost 80 the last 2 days, but don't you fret. It's going to be in the 20s. In about 2 days, because that's how Illinois works.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not excited.
Yeah, there's a bunch of rain forecast and all types of stuff.
My allergies and cold season is getting ready to absolutely suplex me. Not stoked. Always happens.
Yeah, I get them a little bit, but not too terrible.
Not excited. Yeah, I was just going to say that, Virgil. I saw Colleen talking about it snowing up your way, and I'm like, ugh. Please don't say that word.
Yeah, I know. I'm not a fan of the
snow. And I did. I saw that, too, in the Discord main, and it was 104 there. I'm like,
No, thanks. I'm not about that life, either.
I'm going to keep my opinion of 80 to 20 to myself. Like the steep, consistent drops are terrible, but I ain't about 105 life, and I sure ain't about snow life.
I used to be. I used to love the heat. That. Absolutely loved it when I was little.
Nope, not me.
Yeah, John, that's what is not the funnest working weather.
Yeah, you don't even know how to plan.
Yeah, it's the worst. Because in the morning you want to wear like, I at least want to wear like long johns under my pants. You know, something thin, just that little bit extra layer just to kind of keep the edge off. But then you get to this
Kyle's noon and you're dying. Skivvies.
Yeah. Well, I go in the trailer and I just take everything off and put my pants back on. I'm like, hell with this.
Once I started working around the coke ovens, F the heat. I'll deal with cold 100 times over. Because if you're standing in front of a 2,000 degree oven and you want to go to get some relief, walking out into 104 degree like ambient temperature is not the way to do it.
Yeah, I can imagine. That's pretty rough.
I don't think people understand like how hot that is. Like 1,800 to 2,000 degrees, like.
Bro, people don't understand how hot working in 104 in direct sunlight is, let alone being right next to 5 million degree ovens.
Like crematorium hot. Probably hotter than a crematorium. I don't know the exact specs. My crematorium days are in the past. But that being said, we'll leave on that note. My crematorium days are in the past. Thanks again for hanging out, Hollow Cult chat. Thanks for just being who you are. It's the chats are mint. I love it. You guys are great, especially coming back through and helping. Yeah, tonight felt good. I was tired coming in, man.
Dude.
I was tired today. I'm getting back into the swing of work and shit. Just tired. I got in here and everybody was firing off, like real positive, and I'm like, all right, let's go.
It's been good.
But yes. Yes. Again, thank you all. Support all the people that support us and help us out. Go support their content. Yeah. I hope everybody has a good rest of the week. Until we meet again, stay safe, stay weird, and if you see a gnome army crawling at you, your best plan of attack would probably be to get prone and army crawl back. Match the energy, the gnome energy.